Listening examination.
Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice. We start our tour in the old town square. As you can see, in the summer months, it's full of street entertainers. If you look to the east side, you can see Tyne Church, which was built in 1346. And dominating the northern half of the square is the modern monument to Jan Hus, a 15th century religious reformer. We'll now leave the square and turn right here. On your left, you can see, outside St. Gall's Church, a lively market. Near the end of this street, there's a beautiful theatre, which was used in some of the scenes from the film Amadeus, because it hasn't changed since the time of Mozart. Now you can see the community house. We can stop for a drink in its ground floor cafe, where the independence of the country was announced in 1918. After that, we'll move on to St. James's Church, very popular with the local people on Sundays, especially for its superb acoustics and beautiful frescoes. After the church, we'll return to the square again. Now listen again. We start our tour in the old town square. As you can see, in the summer months, it's full of street entertainers. If you look to the east side, you can see Tyne Church, which was built in 1346. And dominating the northern half of the square is the modern monument to Jan Hus, a 15th century religious reformer. We'll now leave the square and turn right here. On your left, you can see, outside St. Gall's Church, a lively market. Near the end of this street, there's a beautiful theatre, which was used in some of the scenes from the film Amadeus, because it hasn't changed since the time of Mozart. Now you can see the community house. We can stop for a drink in its ground floor cafe, where the independence of the country was announced in 1918. After that, we'll move on to St. James's Church, very popular with the local people on Sundays, especially for its superb acoustics and beautiful frescoes. After the church, we'll return to the square again.